DuBose, as we welcome Fairhope City Council President Jay Robinson into the studio. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Feels funny this morning, doesn't it? We're an hour off.
That's right. That's right. We'll catch you up.
But you're an early bird,
I am an early bird. That is right.
That's good. And Fairhope City Council meets tonight at 6. The work session begins at 4:30, and there's quite a few interesting things on the work session. What would you like to start with?
Yeah, I'll start with number one. We have somebody from the Alabama Historic Commission coming down to speak to the council to educate us a little bit more on some of the things that we may be able to put in place to entice property owners to preserve historic structures or historic spaces, whether that's through allowing them to apply for certain tax maybe exemptions or breaks. But there are things that we need to have in place in order to be able to offer that to them or for them to be able to apply for those things.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been something that was discussed several weeks, 2 months ago, and it's been discussed several times over the years but hadn't really gone anywhere. So we want to kind of start again to see, really educate ourselves on what the nature of that would look like so that we can figure out exactly what we want to put in place.
Okay.
The next is just a status update on the roundabout at North Section. The project, as most projects like this go, or keeping an eye on the budget for those is important because that can get out of hand if not watched closely. This budget is in line, maybe a little over at this point, so we're happy with that. A request for another building inspector. Right now there are a lot of big projects in the works. So our building inspectors get really overwhelmed with some of these multiple occupancy projects that are sort of in the pipeline or that have already been approved.
Now, these, of course, now are just within the city limits now because the county's taken over the rest. Is that correct?
They're taking over the new ones, but these are ones that were approved prior to that change.
Okay.
Excuse me. And so that's part of that issue. Is these are ones that were in the pipeline previously. You know, once people saw some of those changes coming, they got as many in as they could, and so that's put them a little behind, and we want to help them out if we're able. We'll hear that presentation tonight and see if that's something we can get done. The discussion of additional police space, this is again something that we've been looking at for some time. For a while, there was some agreement that we were going to build. There was going to be an additional precinct built around the Walmart area.
Right.
That hasn't really gotten anywhere through several technicalities with attorneys getting involved, unfortunately. We know how to muck things up a little bit. But
why?
Well, just negotiations with Walmart, I think, is where that fell apart.
And they were going to give the city the land to use for that purpose,
correct?
Right?
And I think there were some misunderstandings along the way on, I believe, on their part of what they were offering and what was going to be done, and it got a little convoluted. And I'm not sure that it's dead, but it's not something that we're able to count on right now, so we're looking for additional space for our police. But those are that's everything on the work session. Getting into the meeting itself, we have a public hearing on a property zoning, which I believe is the new Wawa location in Fairhope. I am personally unfamiliar with Wawa, but I've heard a lot of great things about it from other people who have experienced it over the years.
So this is another development at 181 and 104, 1.16 acres at the northeast corner of 181 and 104. So it's going to be across from the Aldi?
I believe that's correct.
Okay, but it's on that corner anyway, we know, right. 181 and 104.
Correct. Item number 6 is actually a positive. We are amending that resolution, and they're actually giving us an additional $3.2 million to go towards that project. in grant money.
This is for the Restore Act sewer upgrades, phase one, increasing the total grant to $13,500,000.
That is correct. Those are the good numbers when you see the big ones like
Absolutely. And this is for all of the sewer system upgrades that have been underway.
Correct.
Okay.
Item number seven is a budgeted item for our water system planning project. Item number eight is to purchase barricades. This is grant funded also, and I believe it's for 583 barricades, so that now when we have any kind of with these additional barricades, now when we have any sort of parade or event in Fair Hope, all the routes should be able to be fully barricaded at this point.
That's good, and that's at a cost of about $50,000.
It is, but that's all paid for by grant money.
Oh, good. Okay.
Item nine is the asbestos abatement for the K1 Center, and it's $64,000 is that number, which is a budgeted item for us, and it's actually luckily less than what we were expecting it to be.
That's refreshing.
Right. Right. That doesn't happen often today, for sure. Item number 10 is a cost of utilities or utility cost of service study. Again, the price of everything has gone up, including the cost to us to provide utility services. So we are going to look into that. And that's a $77,000 cost, $25,000 of which is paid for by an AMEA grant.
And what is the study purpose? What's the purpose?
To determine how much it costs the city of Fairhope to provide utilities to its customers, to determine whether or not rate increases are necessary to cover those costs.
Okay.
Item 11 is a new plotter for the planning department.
What is that?
It's how they. I asked the same question. It's how they draw out the big maps for what they present to us at meetings, mm-hmm. to lay out all of the projects. Item 12 is a new mower. Item 13 is a list of surplus property that we're going to sell off.
What would some examples be, do you know?
I've got the list right here. I looked at it.
I'm just curious.
A couple of maybe a backhoe, some tires, bush hog, a couple of Crown Vicks, John Deere mower deck, just various filing cabinets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we have... I believe appointments to the airport authority, a reappointment, and then an appointment. And then 15, 16, and 17 are requests for city spaces. One is for the Baldwin County Trailblazers.
Third annual Chalk the Trail, Saturday, April 22nd. Rain date the 23rd.
And then the next, 16 is the Theater on the Bluff. Performance, and then 17 is the Rotary State Cook-Off, all three of which are annual events in Fairhope. So mm-hmm. so we're absent some new issue. Can't imagine there'll be any issues with those.
State Cook-Off May 11th, and the Theater on the Bluff, three performances, April 26th through May the 8th. Kind of a short meeting agenda.
We hope it is. You never know what happens when we get in there and start talking.
Right. And then I noticed that the next council meeting, scheduled for Monday, March 27th, has been rescheduled to Wednesday, March 22nd.
That is correct. That Monday is during the middle, not only of spring break for our public school system, but also it's in the middle of the, I believe it's the League of Municipalities meeting in D.C. And so we have... I think three council members that are going to be out of town. Obviously, not enough to have a quorum for the meeting, so we had to reschedule that.
Okay. And what else is going on, not on the agenda, that you might want to mention?
One of the things I'd like to say is this past weekend was opening day for baseball, and the prior weekend was opening day for softball. For those of you that have driven past 98 in the past 6 to 8 months, have seen the construction of four new youth baseball fields. Our city staff worked until the final moments to get that ready for us to use, and I cannot thank them enough and tell them how much we as parents of youth athletes appreciate the work that went in to making that happen. I know they got a lot of pressure to do it, a lot of pressure to get it done, from myself included, but it was worth it. The fields were great. It was a perfect day on Saturday, and we also had the opportunity to dedicate the youth sports complex at Volanta to, in the name of Van Saltz, and the high school baseball field after Coach Mike Phil and Jim, which again, well deserved. It was great to be able to be a part of that, and I mean, it was just a wonderful day. So much thanks to the mayor and to the staff, the city staff, to getting all that done. It was truly, Pat White especially, to be able to get all that done.
I need to go look at it. My kids are grown up. I know yours are playing on those fields.
Right.
Were this weekend.
They did, absolutely.
I need to go check it out. So that's awesome, because our youth sports are just exploding.
That's right, and we've been playing on the same footprint of fields at Volanta for the last 10 years that I've been here, or that I've been coaching up there. And obviously the population in the last 10 years of Fairhope has dramatically increased, and not only has it for families in general, but families with children. And so our rec sports departments have seen a huge influx of children, and they need more space to play, and this was greatly needed and very much appreciated, and it will make a tremendous difference up there for these kids.
So with the addition of the fields and the parking, was the frisbee golf saved, or is that
it was moved? They had to have a couple of holes relocated.
Okay.
But it was able to be saved. Yes.
That's good. The disc golf, I think they call it these days. Well, wonderful.
It was wonderful. It truly was.
All right. Thank you. Jay Robinson, Fairhope City Council President. The meeting is at 6 p.m. tonight. They start the work session at 4:30. You can go watch it live and in person, or you can watch it on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel live or later. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Lori.
It is now 8:33, and we'll see if it's warmed up any. It was 50 degrees at 8 o'clock this morning. Oh, and now it's 49. How about that? So it's hovering right about in the same spot. If you haven't been out yet this morning, it's quite a bit cooler than it has been.